Met Ellen lopen we door Rochester. We krijgen een rondleiding. Hij heeft ons al wat dingen verteld. Hij neemt ons mee naar allerlei plekken die je ja, zelf kunt zien.
We're standing in the grounds of Eastgate House, which was built at the end of the 16th century by a man called Sir Peter Buck, who was an important official in the Royal Navy at Chatham Dockyard. Subsequently, at the end of the 19th century, it became the city's museum, and after that it became the Charles Dickens Centre. At the moment it's undergoing refurbishment, so it's not open to the public. But all in the grounds of the house, and we're looking at it now, is the chalet which belonged to Charles Dickens. It was given to him when he was living at Gad's Hill towards the end of his life, and he did some of his later writing there, including The Mystery of Edwin Drood, which he was writing only a few days before his death in 1870. The novel, of course, was unfinished at his death. The chalet was taken away to London and put on show after his death, and then subsequently brought back to Kent, given to Lord Darnley, who was a friend and neighbour of Dickens, and it stayed in the grounds of his house at Cobham until 1960, when it was restored and brought here and preserved in the grounds of Eastgate House. And it's appropriate that it should be here, because Eastgate House features in one or two of Dickens's novels, most notably in The Mystery of Edwin Drood, as Miss Twinkleton's seminary for young ladies.
Yeah, and people who want to see it, it's not open now, but in a while it's going to open.
The house will be open next year. Yeah. The chalet, I'm not so sure about. It's very fragile and is not usually, the public are not usually allowed
but
in.
But people can see it from outside in this park.
Yes, any time. Yes, you can come and see it any time.
Yeah, dus achter ligt een parkje, daar staan we nu.
And the... Yeah. And the pumping equipment, which we're standing near, this was installed by Dickens in his house at Gad's Hill, because there was no water supply, so he had to have a well dug, and a horse or a pony would be attached to the beam and walk round and round for about 20 minutes each day to bring enough water up to the house for the family's use.
Ja, de pomp doet het niet meer, maar je kunt hem wel bezichtigen, ook vlak bij het huis. Alle informatie op www.visitkent.co.uk/Rochester, dan vind je het wel. Oké. Okay.